Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our top local story, prosecutors say a Waukegan man accused of grabbing guns off a table at a Chicago police training session told investigators he was resourceful in the way he got into the building on Monday. That's one of the details that came out during his first appearance in court. WBBM Steve Miller with the story.
The state's attorney says 47-year-old Donald Patrick went through a parking lot at the Homan Square police facility, pulled down the fire escape, and climbed up to the fifth floor, grabbing three guns, as it turns out, apparently unloaded, off a table while a police training session was going on, pointing two of them at officers who were on a catwalk above the main floor. One officer jumped down, breaking a foot. At some point, prosecutors say Patrick was able to get a bulletproof vest and put it on. One officer fired shots at Patrick, and Patrick was wounded. He's since been released from the hospital. The state's attorney says Patrick told authorities he had been resourceful, pulling the fire escape down and following the signs to the fifth floor. Bond was set at $500,000. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Members of the Chicago Board of Education expected this afternoon to approve a plan that would clear the way for construction of a new high school on the city's near south side. The proposal amounts to a land swap with the Chicago Housing Authority so that the district could build a new school on CHA property at 24th and State. This morning, State House Democrat Teresa Ma urged board members to vote no, citing concerns about pulling students and resources from existing Chicago public schools.
Project has been seized upon by the mayor as an attempt at an election year win, a feather in her cap at the expense of community members who did not ask to be pawns in her game.
Supporters say the area needs a new high school, and the district is committed to providing resources to existing schools.
Attorneys for AARP have filed a lawsuit over conditions at six nursing homes owned by the Alden Network, accusing the company of intentionally understaffing those facilities. WBBM's Mike Krause reports the company is vigorously denying any allegations of wrongdoing.
Kelly Bagby, the VP of litigation for the AARP Foundation, says while the suit seeks monetary damages, the goal is to correct what she says is intentional understaffing that puts all patients in danger.
The plaintiffs in this case have suffered from neglect. They've suffered from falls. And they've often suffered in addition to unsanitary and quite disgusting conditions that nobody should be living in.
Charlie Weissong and Steve Levin are among the plaintiff's attorneys.
It makes residents sign agreements that purport to waive their legal claims.
And it is cheaper to settle lawsuits resulting from poor staffing than it is to provide the appropriate staffing.
The suit alleges short staffing of up to 50% on any given day, and the lawyers allege it's purely for monetary purposes by a company with $200 million in revenues. That's the story from AARP headquarters.
Joliet police continue to try to determine who owns a handgun that was found and used by a two-year-old boy yesterday. The boy shot himself in the face, and he's critically injured. Sergeant Dwayne English says it happened in a bedroom of a home in the 300 block of Comstock, where the boy's one-year-old brother was in another part of the home.
The mother was with the child in the bedroom. However, the information that we received is the mother then left the bedroom to tend to the care of the other child in the residence, and that is at which time she overheard gunfire from the bedroom. She goes back into the bedroom and locates the child with the gun and the gunshot wound to his head.
English says the mother is cooperating with police. Paramedics initially took the boy to St. Joseph in Joliet before he was airlifted to the intensive care unit in Chicago at Lurie Children's.
The nation's workplace watchdog says Ferrero Candy Company in western suburbs needs to do right by its workers. OSHA says it's found five safety violations at the factory when it inspected it in April, exposing workers to amputation hazards. The company's being fined $200,000 for that. OSHA says Ferrari Candy knows its workers can suffer debilitating injuries when machines are not properly de-energized before servicing or maintaining them. An inspector for the Des Plaines Fire Department was in the right place at the right time when he spotted a house fire Monday as he drove through a neighborhood.
Des Plaines Fire Chief Daniel Anderson says someone was using a torch to repair some plumbing in the home when Inspector Mike Donovan was passing by.
Mr. Donovan was out in between inspections. As he was driving down Mount Prospect Road, he observed some smoke coming out from under the eaves of a house and obviously found that extremely unusual.
Anderson says Donovan stopped, called the fire department, and then ran into the burning home as flames were spreading through inside walls and up to the attic. Anderson says no one in the house knew there was a fire, and Donovan went through the entire home to make sure everyone got out. Anderson says the house was badly damaged by the fire, but thanks to Donovan, no one was hurt. Jim Goodis, 105.9 WBBM.
The Republican candidate for attorney general came to the streets of Chicago today to talk about his opposition to Illinois' controversial bail reform law, but he didn't get far.
He's trying to abolish cash bail.
The Democratic Party sent him.
Free them all. Hey. Pre-trial fairness now.
The Democratic Party sent him.
That's how it sounded when the demonstrators interrupted Thomas DeVore's news conference outside the Cook County Jail this morning. He and other Republicans have opposed what's called the Safety Bond Act, saying it clears the way for potentially dangerous criminals to return to the streets. Governor Pritzker and other Democrats, though, support the measure and note that judges still have broad discretion under the act to impose bond. DeVore eventually canceled his news conference and just issued a statement calling on Pritzker and Democratic Attorney General Kwame Raoul to denounce what happened.
Some Chicago aldermen who want to give a private car booting company more work across the city have found out they have more work to do. The proposal has been stalled. The Daily Lion says Innovative Park Solutions has the lion's share of private booting work that's restricted to two-thirds of the city's 50 wards. The company's owner has donated over $10,000 to aldermen over time. The paper says only six of the aldermen who receive those donations are on the License and Consumer Protection Committee.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.